Trophy Horrors episode 198 has been delayed until first quarter 2016 to help improve frame rate and online capability.
Hello, guys, and welcome to Trophy Horrors episode 12. I am your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me is Hard Rockin' Guy.
I'm going to say it exactly the way Tricky just said it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Trophy Horrors. Blah, blah. Hey, guys, what's going on? Hard Rockin' Guy here. Very excited to be recording episode, 12?
12 in a making.
Wow.
And I want my money too, because that was my bet.
I'm sorry. And I'll get you your money. But very excited to be recording episode 12. So.
Also, alongside with me, we have Donnie.
Yo, it's another episode of the T Dev Show. By now, you should know who we be. Tricky Mick, Hard Rockin' Guy, and Donnie. What's going on, everybody?
Nice.
And. Also, we have a special host with us. He is the host of the Grounded Gamers podcast. He is Amigo Sniped.
What's up, peoples? Welcome to the Trophy Horse podcast, one episode behind my show. What's up?
Oh, he had to throw it out there. He had to say it.
Catching up.
That's only because we take weeks off for holidays and spend time with our family.
We're lazy. We didn't even number two of our episodes, so we're really like on 15. What's going on? I mean, come on.
Okay. Technically, we have four unofficial episodes, so we're actually at 16.
No, it's five.
Okay. I'm sorry. Five unofficial episodes. So
we'll keep recording our ghetto side episodes and not count them. We'll catch up with you, throwing them out randomly.
So. There you go.
All right. As we do every week, we give you our updated trophy count. Right now, I am sitting at level 16 with 2,323 trophies and 16 platinums. I added another platinum to my list. Hard Rockin' Guy, what about you?
What'd you get the platinum on?
Wanted, Weapons of Fate.
Yakums.
Listen, before you get started, it's actually a decent game.
It's a mediocre game.
It's not game of the year quality, but it is a decent game.
We've been through this last episode, man. No.
Anyway, Hard Rockin' Guy, what are you looking at?
I am still looking at level 17, 2,639 trophies, 18 platinums. Still the same.
You haven't moved up in 3 weeks.
Well, I'm 3 inches off the floor, but, you know. Oh, and the trophy count. No, I haven't moved anything
so,
whatsoever.
Wait. You're giving me crap for going out and getting a platinum, but you in 3 weeks haven't even gotten one trophy.
Yeah, because that's the way the world works.
Anyway, that's let's move on. Donnie, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at 2,093 trophies, level 16 still, and still at that measly but whopping number of 29 platinums.
All right,
those platinums are like hard earned, not like those freaking hackers out there.
Yeah. You don't have the Hannah Montana platinum. You don't have the Up platinum. Oh, wait a minute.
That's right. I do.
Amigo, what are you looking at?
I have 14 trophies. Woo!
Yeah.
Wait. Did you mean 14 platinums?
No, hell no. I got 14 trophies.
Are any of those silver? Any of those gold?
One silver. I got one silver.
Okay, then you know what? You know what? You have more gamer credit than
yo. Here. Yo, but listen to this. I got 45,000 gamers from my Xbox. What's up?
We don't talk about that here.
Oh, I just brought it up though, because I mean, do some crazy math, I'd probably be beating all y'all. So whatever.
Don't make me bring out my achievements in Steam. I'll do it since we're throwing out anything else.
No, you can't. You can't. Because this is Trophy Horse, not Achievement Horse.
Let's go. Moving on.
All right. What are you guys currently playing? Let's go with Amigo. Amigo, what are you currently playing?
Well, on my PS3, I'm anxiously awaiting my copy of DCUO. I'm really excited, but I don't know where it is. It'll get here eventually, hopefully. Besides that, I've been hitting up some Black Ops, Red Faction, Guerrilla, NCAA, Football 10, Halo Reach, all my Xbox stuff. It's been a slower with my PS3 because I've been sitting there just pining to play DCUO. And I just got an HDMI cord, and I'm waiting to get some stuff so I can rearrange my room so I can plug in because it's kind of a short cord. And then I'm going to go back through Uncharted 2 with the HD graphics. I'm looking forward to that, though.
Such a beautiful game in HD.
Oh, yes. Donnie, what are you playing?
I finally got my hands on that AC Brotherhood. So I'm currently... Yeah. And better than what I thought it was going to be. I was kind of worried about the game.
It's not a bad game, right?
No, I especially love the kill chain that they got now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big improvement in the combat, so I like that. So, yeah, that's what I'm working on. I just started, and I haven't gotten on the multiplayer yet, so I don't even know how that works yet.
All right, and I don't know why I'm asking you this, but Hard Rock, what are you currently playing?
I am currently playing still just games off my PC. I've been playing some Super Meat Boy, some Team Fortress 2, Swords and Soldiers, Left 4 Dead, Left 4 Dead 2. I've been playing some Beat Hazard. Bit Tree Beat, you know, just Counter-Strike, you know, more PC games.
I laugh every time I hear a Super Meat Boy.
It's Super Meat Boy. Love playing with the meat.
So does Caleb.
Oh, snap.
All right, let's move on. There's been some big news coming lately. Our next four topics actually go on the same nature. We'll start off by saying that Sony, in the recent hacker attacks, has filed lawsuits against GeoHots and the hacker group Fail Overflow and 100 other unnamed defendants. They right now, what they're trying to do is trying to stop the PS hack from being on the internet. They're trying to get a cease and desist. Hard Rock, you know a little bit more about this. Why don't you tell us?
Okay, well, Sony went ahead and already started the first bit of the legal action against Fail Overflow and, you know, GeoHots, GeoPuts, whatever you want to call them.
GeoPuts.
GeoJerk, you know, whatever it is like that. They already went ahead and already sent some cease and desist orders. They already put, you know, some lawsuits against them that they want, you know, Sony actually wants some like kind of incredible thing, you know, for them to do. They actually want all the software, the root key, everything that GeoHots and Fail Overflow have already posted online to be taken offline and for every copy to be deleted and erased, which I don't think is ever going to happen, you know. As long as you go and you put something up on the internet, you know, for like 2 seconds, somebody's going to copy it. Somebody's going to take it. Somebody's, you know, and then from one, it's going to turn into two. Two's going to turn into four. Two's going to turn into a billion. You know, but Sony already went ahead and started the legal action against them. You know, they want certain things. Basically, what they're trying to do is that they're trying to protect the PS3, even though, you know, the hackers have already gotten the root key. They've already gotten the software to, you know, put pirated games, to put everything. Basically, they just couldn't sit back and just do nothing. I mean, a lot of people are saying it was like, well, too bad. You know, Sony's, you know, screwed. They're screwed. You know, they've already gotten the root key. They've already gotten the software to put all these pirated games, the pirated movies, all this other stuff and like that. But Sony couldn't just sit back and just, you know, act like, you know, like nothing was happening. You know, like, I read Tricky's message right now. Shit, you screwed me up.
Keep going.
I lost my train of thought. Oh, Sony just couldn't just sit back and just pretend like nothing was happening. You know, like they, you know, like, you know, they couldn't do anything. Nothing could be done about this because, you know, Sony has to try to protect their product by any means necessary. So, I mean, I don't know what you guys have to think about it.
You guys have anything to say before we move on?
Well, you go ahead, Donnie.
I was just going to say you guys can't put yourself out there and expect not to get caught by whoever's going to catch you.
I mean, honestly, with this whole situation, though, it really just leads to the to a bigger issue of, is it okay to allow people to buy your product and then mod or hack with it once they bought it? Because, I mean, people have done this with other systems. I mean, not to the scale that they're doing it right now with the PS3, but, I mean, there's homebrew on the Xbox. People sit there and jailbreak their iPhones and their Droids all the time, and it just leads to the bigger issue is that, is this okay of a situation to do, like, is it okay practice of modding your systems, or should the the publishers or the people who supply the product, is it going to be an acceptable thing for them to do? And that's really what this issue kind of boils down to, in my opinion.
Well, you should mention that the Digital Media Act has been changed as far as mobile phones go, that it is now legal to jailbreak your mobile phones.
Mm-hmm.
And GeoHots has come back and he did an interview with Adam something on Attack of the Show.
Adam Sessler?
Right, no, not Adam Sessler.
No, that's Kevin Pereira.
I'm sorry, Kevin Pereira. But he did respond, and he said that, you know, the way the law is written now is it's just a technicality that it did not mention gaming consoles.
Mm-hmm.
So he in his response, he said that the only reason he's being sued is because, well, let me rephrase. He said that what he has done is when he jailbreaked his PS3, he directly did it so it didn't support piracy, because he doesn't support piracy, which we all know is bullshit.
Bullshit. Yeah.
But he said he hacked the PS3 in a way that does not support piracy, so nobody can play a pirated game on the PS3 using his jailbreak. And when Kevin Pereira asked him, why is Sony suing you? His response was, well, I made Sony mad.
He's just an arrogant shit, man. Anybody who saw that interview, you know, he was kind of sitting back, smiling, doing all this stuff like that. You know, he was, you know, just making like little faces, you know, like there wasn't really too much of a problem or like that. You know, it kind of pisses me off for the fact that he goes around saying, you know, oh, I don't condone piracy. I don't condone this. I don't condone stealing. But here are the tools. Okay, but here are the tools that will basically almost let you do it. Or you're like maybe one or two moves away, you know. You know, it's just really stupid on his behalf.
And his answer when they asked him what's his next thing he's gonna do?
Oh yeah.
His response was, "When does the PSP2 come out?"
Yeah, he's an arrogant shit, anyone like that. I mean, when he went back and, you know, hacked the systems, and then Sony started, you know, trying to make up custom firmware, he actually went online and said, like, oh, I'd be willing to work for Sony and Microsoft if they want to, you know, hire me. It'd be interesting to work on the other side of the fence, blah, blah. This dude's just like an arrogant shit. You know, this whole thing about jailbreaking, you know, I can understand wanting to put custom firmware on the system. I can understand wanting to do, you know, I mean, because it's your system, it's your property, yes. But when it has to be attached to something like the PSN and, you know, some of the software that Sony provides, that's when it kind of crosses the line. Yes, it's your hardware, but you're connecting to, you know, a mainframe or a system, you know, that belongs to Sony, and they have to try to do whatever they can to protect that also.
All right. Do you guys have anything more you want to say on this topic before we move on?
Oh, well, I mean, but honestly, what would he say though? Like going on there, he can't sit there and say that he, oh yeah, go pirating. Like, cause, I mean, that could be used against him in future instances. So, I mean, when he goes on there, I mean, honestly, what do you expect him to say though? I mean,
well, he's held it back since it was first reported that he hacked the PS3. I think over a year ago. He's always said, you know, he doesn't support piracy. This is not why I did this. Blah blah blah. He's trying to come off as the
victim, basically, right?
Well, no.
Not the victim. He's trying to show the flaws in the systems by doing it. It's like, did you ever see the movie Die Hard, Live Free or Die Hard?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember when he came in and said that the villain of that movie, they said that he walked in and he tried to show them, you know, what could happen, and he hacked, you know, Congress and everything with a laptop. That's what GeoHots is trying to say he could do. He's saying, listen, I did it to show you guys it can be done. Now, hire me, and I'll show you the fixes.
Yeah.
Can be done. Hey, you can, anybody can hack they hacking the Pentagon and all that stuff every day. That's why they changing the code. So it can be done no matter what you do. And no matter what Sony do, it's going to continue to get done. That's why. Just stop it. Just plain and simple.
Okay. The problem with what GeoHot is doing is that he tends to try to play himself off as like, oh, I'm the anti-hero. I'm trying to do this to, you know, because it's your property, because it's your stuff and like that. But him not knowing that the stuff he does, yes, it causes some good, but it's causing more harm than it is good. Yeah, yeah, you get to put custom firmware. Yeah, you get to put Linux OS on your system. But you're having, you know, you're screwing the millions of others of people who have PS3s who just use it for gaming. I mean, yeah. you're forcing them to go through more software updates, more, you know, security updates, more, you know, all this other stuff and like that. You know, this stuff that he's doing, you know, yeah, it's good for him, but it's screwing thousands of others of players.
Exactly. You know, just if you're gonna do it, man, just keep it to yourself. Man.
All right. We gave him enough publicity. There is another report that I barely read, but Hard Rock can probably tell you a little more about this. There's a report that Sony could remotely disable the jailbroken PS3s, even though they are not getting the firmware updates. From what little I know about this is because the way that the PS3 does the what's new section and how it's always bringing you new content, even though you're not actually connected to the PSN, your console apparently is always connected remotely to a Sony server, and through that method, Sony has the ability to disable your jailbroken PS3. You have anything more to add to that, Hard Rockin'?
No, I mean, you pretty much already said it. I mean, you know, there's kind of a rumor, a little speculation going around that Sony can go ahead and, you know, and identify which systems have custom firmware, you know, which systems, you know, have been jailbroken, and that they can probably, you know, remotely disable your PS3. You know, once again, it has to go back to them trying to protect the PSN and protect their product, you know, which I start thinking, like, if you've done nothing wrong, if you don't have any of this custom firmware, if you're not trying to break the rules or hack anything or like that, you got nothing to worry about.
I think we've said before, if you want to jailbreak your PS3, it's a highly contested debate, because a lot of people will say, your PS3 is your property. You should be able to do whatever the hell you want to do with it, which in some aspects is true. If I want to go smash my TV, that's my TV. I can go smash it if I want. I mean, no realistic person is going to go smash their TV, but the same thing with the PS3. If I want to open it up and I want to hack it, it's my property. I should be able to do what I want with it. But once I start trying to use it on other aspects and affect the outside world, then that becomes a problem. And that's why Sony has the problem with this. It's because once you open it up to your PS3 to be piracy and whatnot, all you're going to do is have people starting to make pirated games, and then the same thing's going to happen to the video game industry that happened to the music industry. Once Napster and BearShare and LimeWire all came out, CD sales dropped dramatically, and that's why Sony's doing this. And if they can, you know, disable these PS3s and stop it from happening, I'm all for it. I don't know how you guys feel.
Well, it is your property. I just say keep it keep it to yourself, man.
I mean, the thing is, like y'all were saying, though, the problem with the situation with GeoHot and the hack group is that it's like people are gonna pirate stuff pretty much anyways all the time. It's going to happen. But the problem with this is it's basically like saying, you know how to, someone else used this analogy before me, but you know how to like walk into a store and shoplift. But basically what they did is they made it readily available. So like anyone can go and shoplift at any time and take whatever they want from Sony or from the music industry or from the movie industry. And that it leads to the problem that it's bringing it to like a massive level, because people are going to hack. They're always going to hack. People know how to do it. But the common person doesn't really – they can maybe pirate music at the most, but they're not really into the whole knowing how to get into the PS3, how to go through root systems and all that other kind of crap that I don't even know about either. But they made this so simple to where it's like a – I didn't really look into it, but it's like a simple basically step processes to get in there and then use the master key or whatever, get into the system, and that's just where the problems lead to, is that it's so simple and that it's opening it up to a larger audience that might not try to hack a PS3 if it wasn't for it. So
yeah, basically, they just upset that it's made public now. They know it. They already knew it was going to happen because everything is going to get hacked from. They already knew that. They just, now that it's public, they're really just taking a handle of it now.
All right. Hard Rock, you have any closing comments you want to make about this?
Screw you, Geoputz.
I second that motion.
I third that motion.
Can we get a fourth?
I think everyone else has pretty much gotten the point across, but I'm interested to see where the court case goes. I really want to see how they rule on it. That could actually play a big impact in the future of things like this happening. So they either could make a martyr out of him, or they could decide, or they could just slam him in and nothing less could happen again. But it'll be interesting to see.
They couldn't ban him from Sony products.
I mean, they could probably send him, like, I don't know how much of a charge the things he was charged with give. I don't know how much of a punishment they can give, but I mean, he could be sealing. I mean, I figure he could be seeing some jail time if it goes in a certain direction. So it's interesting to see if they're going to go down hard on him or let him go and make some kind of ruling that'll make something like this happen possible in the future. So I'm gonna keep watching, see what happens.
A restraining order. You are no longer to come within 200 yards of a Sony PS3 or a Sony PS2 or anything to deal with Sony PlayStation products.
They might get the lawsuit to stay away from the PSP2, which is being rumored to be announced January 27th. Hard Rock, you know about this?
No.
No. I don't know about just this. Throw me under the bus while I'm here.
You just assume I really don't know about this stuff.
I'm sorry. Donnie, do you know about the PSP2?
Ask Donnie first.
No, I don't know about it. I'm just saying, though. I'm just saying, can you come to me first sometimes? Man, it hurts my feelings sometimes.
Okay, the next topic, I'm definitely coming to you first. Tell us about the PSP2.
Okay. There's a couple of websites, VG247 and MCV, that say that Sony is going to unveil the new PSP 2 January 27th at a Tokyo event later on this year. Later on this month, actually, I should say. The PSP 2 has already been rumored for a long time that it's going to have two analog sticks, touchscreen, you know, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, toaster in the back, you know, all this other stuff on it and all like that. So whether or not it's actually revealed, I think it might. There's already been tons of rumors already coming out, already saying that the PSP2 is coming out, but they never officially announced it. So I figure might as well just start it, you know.
Is it going to have trophies?
You know what? I really don't want it to.
I don't want it to either.
I really don't want it to, because one of the reasons why I don't want it to have trophies is because we don't know how the software on this new system is going to work. And anybody who bought a PSP 1000 knows that it got hacked quick. You know, people were already playing pirated games, throwing custom firmware, you know, going back to this whole thing, you know, so having, you know, they had already said having a trophy system on the original PSP wouldn't work just for that. You know, everybody would be hacking it to get all the trophies. You know, one of the other reasons why I don't want it to is because I kind of like playing a system, you know, without having to worry about trophies, you know, just kind of playing it for the game. So. Yeah.
Is it okay if I bring up the dreaded other system real quickly?
Which one?
The Xbox, they have the Windows Phone 7, and they have implemented that where they have Xbox Live capabilities with the Windows Phone 7, and you can get achievements on some of the games on there. They have, like, some little Crackdown game. And the way they do it, I think that they can only have, like, 100 or 200 points within each of these little games on the Windows Phone 7. And so far, I mean, it hasn't really been implemented badly or anything. But, I mean, I figure people hack their gamer scores, their trophy counts all the time. And, I mean, it tends to be relatively obvious when someone does that. So, I mean, stuff like this is going to happen with them hacking. So I don't really think it's a big deal just have it on the system, even if it could be hacked. It'll just be obvious if someone has, like, all 1,000 points in some random-ass game, you know, no one would have 1,000 points in real, or all the trophies in. So it's like, I don't think it's really that big of a deal, even if it's that simple of a thing to hack into. But
True. That's just me. True.
All right. Donnie, here's your topic. You ready?
Go.
All right. Kojima Productions is staffing for, quote, the next generation Metal Gear Solid game. Why don't you tell us about that?
What? Well, what can I tell you about that is pretty much nothing. I'm sorry.
And that was Donnie, everybody. There you go.
That was Donnie's contribution to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm assuming they're trying to come out with another Metal Gear series, well, Next Generation, Metal Gear 5, or make it an original story again.
You mean this wasn't in the new episode of Game Informer?
No, it wasn't. Maybe
what about, the official PlayStation magazine?
Maybe next month. I haven't got it yet.
Donnie goes old school for his news. I mean, he actually still reads the magazines and stuff like that.
What's the internet?
Yeah, exactly. Twitter? What do you mean Twitter? What is this Twitter I hear of?
That sounds like something you do with your girlfriend or something.
All right. So apparently Hideo Kojima has put out a job application search online looking for people who had to know how to do 3D imaging on the PS3, the Xbox 360, and PC. He was quoted and asked what his next project was. He said he could possibly make Metal Gear Solid 5 or a new project, but apparently it's going to be another Metal Gear Solid project. This is good news for us three because we're all Metal Gear Solid fans.
That's right. Biggest Metal Gear fan.
Officially, nothing has been announced right now. It's just a job search. It could lead to nothing, or it could lead to another Metal Gear Solid game. We don't know at this point. What we do know is that we have another rumor of Portal 2 apparently supposed to have PS3 and PC co-op. Is that meaning it's you could play, if I'm playing on my PS3, I could play somebody on a PC?
Yes, that's exactly what it means. This article was actually shown to me by one of my co-hosts on the Grinding Gamers podcast, Draziel, sent this to me. And basically, from what I got from the article, is that an EA employee told this website, Press X or Die, that they're going to be doing cross-platform co-op. And while basically they're going to be using this new thing that's coming to the PS3, it's called basically Steamworks. They'll be using the Steam Cloud to allow them to play cross-platform. And even though it's been implemented before this generation with Shadowrun on the Xbox, there was a online multiplayer between them. In the past, it's come to a problem of the PC being more... basically, it was superior gameplay over the console version. But with this being co-op, I feel like it would still be a good experience. And if they can manage it correctly, it should be a really interesting thing to see if it works out correctly. So, but it hasn't been confirmed, but I could actually see something like that happen, especially with Steam being such a good product as it is. So.
Yeah. I mean,
ooh.
Yeah. Yes, Steam is cool, you know, the whole Steamworks and the whole cloud and everything like that. I mean, it is really cool the way, you know, Steam has put it on the PCs and one like that. You know, Amigo already said that this has already happened before with Shadowrun. And yeah. I'm trying to remember a couple of other games that they try to do, you know, PC to console, you know, cross, you know, platform gameplay. Some of them didn't really work. You know, some of them, you know, didn't really work out. So it'd be interesting to see how this will work and if it would work. I mean, it'd be really cool. I mean, because like I said, I have friends on the PS3, and you know, I also have a gaming PC. So it'd be really cool for me to be able to play it on the PC while still playing it with, you know, with Amigo Sniped or with anybody else that happens to be on my friends list. All
right. So as we get to the end of that, we're gonna take a little bit of a break, and we'll be back to you very shortly.
This is Jax from the Sarcastic Gamer Pink Show, and you're listening to Trophy Whores, which is stupid because you should be listening to Sarcastic Gamer Pink. So please stop listening to this podcast and listen to mine. Thanks. Bye.
All right, and we're back from our break. Thank you for that little bumper, Jax. let's move on. Come on, you guys messed me up.
What did you get from Jax?
Whoa.
A bumper.
Oh. Is that what the kids call it these days?
Yeah.
I thought that was called a Twitter.
No.
Hard Rock, isn't it called a twit, Hard Rock? Not a Twitter? It's a twit?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's a twit.
Oh, that sounds like your girlfriend's no-no spot.
We're going to move on to... PS3 exclusives getting their release dates. Apparently, Killzone 3 has gone gold and will be coming out in late February. Anybody excited about that?
Yeah.
I would be if I played Killzone 2. Oh,
and have you? Why have you not played Killzone 2 yet?
I don't got no money.
Okay, that's a good excuse.
I'd be happy too if it wasn't first person.
Yeah. These two guys, Amigo, they don't play first person shooters.
You mean they're babies?
What? Yeah, pretty much.
Listen, I appreciate the fact that the first person shooter game is great. I personally cannot play them because I have this thing where I have to see my character. If I don't see my character, yes, I cannot play that game.
He likes to see man. That's what it is. He just loves to see man.
I love staring at an ass.
Wait, his name's Caleb again? What?
He just loves staring at man ass running down the screen. So. Getting back, I'm very excited for Killzone 3 going gold. It's supposed to be coming out late February, I think around the 22nd, somewhere around there. The UK dates, I think around the 23rd. I actually need to go pre-order my collector's edition because I didn't do it. So I need to go do that.
Like,
I didn't do it. I haven't done it. I haven't pre-ordered a lot of games that I'm going to get this year. So I need to take an extra $100 somewhere.
What's the big deal about pre-ordering though? Like, what is it really the difference? Just go to Best Buy the day it comes out and pick it up. Why do you have to go pre-order it?
Because you get bonuses.
Oh, boo.
Hey, you're just
supporting the bullshit that happens from GameStop and all those other bullshit ass companies.
Which is why I never really talk bad about GameStop, because I know I'd just be a hypocrite. So.
No, but the collections though, you know, the collector's edition, you get all the bonus.
Well, that random piece of crap is gonna sit in your room for the next 10 years and just sit there.
And yeah,
it's gonna bring you money too.
No, you know
it's
what?
Not.
If you keep
listen, I got the collector's edition of God of War 3, and I know that Hard Rocket and Donnie got it too. That,
of course.
That Pandora's box holds all my games right now.
That's the exception to the rule. That's like it's like the one thing that's actually been useful from a collector's edition that you've gotten.
What about the night vision goggles from Call of Duty 4?
That's retarded. Why do you need night vision goggles?
Because you can act like you're Splinter Cell while playing.
What about the remote control car from Black Ops?
That was stupid. That was stupid.
It's got a camera on it. The camera's a piece of shit, but yeah, I guess it does have a camera on it.
Hey, amigo, did Caleb pick it up?
Who cares?
What about the gun that you're going to get from Dead Space 2?
It's just gonna sit there. Well, it's not like you can sit there and shoot stuff with it.
You can have light wars with it, man.
So stupid.
Getting back to the agenda.
Yeah, for real.
Sorry, I said to bring that up.
No. That's fine. You said your piece, and we'd like to thank Amigo Snipe for his one and only time that he's ever coming on the Trophy Horse Show.
Oh, thanks.
I'm just kidding, man.
That hurts me, man.
Just kidding. I'm just playing.
All right. So, also, PlayStation Move Heroes has been dated sometime in March. Anybody excited about that?
Which one's that again?
That's the one where all the you got like Ratchet, Clank.
Okay. Yeah. I know what I'm talking about. I remember that. I love all those characters. I don't know how the game's actually going to come out though. You know what I mean? Like, I love those characters in the game. I love Jack. I love Ratchet and Clank. I love all those people, but I'm not sure how they're going to be able to implement this.
I'm not really that excited about it either.
Now, has this game been confirmed that you can only play it with the PlayStation Move, or is it just Move compatible?
I'm not sure.
I'm going by the title, and I'm going to say yeah.
Me too. You know what? I think that it's only going to be Move enabled.
That's a loss for me right there.
Uh-huh.
I have Move.
You have Move? Do you really have Move?
Yeah, I got it. I got the PS3 Move bundle.
Nice.
I didn't get it. My godfather purchased for me the PS3 Move bundle. I didn't pay shit.
Someone loves you.
I know, man. Lawyers in New York, they got that money.
Nice. Moving on.
All right, moving on. We got SOCOM 4 is confirmed for April. Anybody excited about SOCOM?
Yes, but I'm not going to get it, though. But I am excited for it.
Amigo,
To be honest, I've never really played any Silcon games. I mean, I played them, but I've never owned one and gotten really in depth with any of them. So,
that's, you are not a patriot.
I'm not gonna bullshit with y'all. I'm not gonna sit there and be like, "Oh yeah, SOCOM." I'm be straight. But to be honest, from what I've seen of SOCOM games in the past, and with what I've seen from this one so far, it looks something to be excited for. It's obviously an exclusive for the PlayStation 3, and I probably will pick it up when it comes out. But I honestly just don't know enough about it to have a really in-depth, formed opinion about it. So,
and Donnie, why are you excited about it if you're not gonna get it?
I have played SOCOM games. I like them, but I doubt if I purchase it.
All right, and Hard Rockin'?
I am very excited for it. I'm actually so glad that it's being developed by Zipper Interactive again, who did the PS2 SOCOMs.
What about MotorStorm Apocalypse that's coming on April 12th?
I'm actually kind of excited about that. I'm excited about that. I'll get this one. I'll jump on it. I've played in MotorStorm games. I've never owned any. But they've always been a lot of fun, and I haven't played any racing games recently. I'm just about to pick up Need for Speed Hot Pursuit this week, but I've really liked the feel of the MotorStorm games in the past, and it'll be my first one, so I'm looking forward to it.
And Donnie?
You sound like you might be the only one on this show that's excited for it.
Okay, and Hard Rockin'?
You know what? I'm kind of excited for it. I have MotorStorm Pacific Rift. I bought it when it was on sale. I didn't really get into it all too much. Not for the fact that it wasn't a good game, just because it was one of those games I played for 15 minutes and I was currently in the middle playing something else. But, you know, from what I've seen, the graphics and everything, the gameplay looks real solid. It looks really good. And, you know, hopefully, you know, it turns out to be really great. And I'll probably end up picking it up.
All right. Anybody have any more comments about any of those games?
Nope. Go PS3. All right. Go PS3.
Now we're going to move on. We're going to start a new segment. It's not going to be every week. It's just going to be when people randomly piss me off. This next segment is going to be called Tricky's Rant. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have my co-host time me no more than 2 minutes. I'm going to go off about a topic that's recently pissing me off. And so I need one of my co-hosts to set a timer.
Okay. I got it.
But wait. 2 minutes, man. That's too much of your voice.
Well, so you want?
No. You know what? Give him his 2 minutes. Give him his 2 minutes. Amigo, you got the timer?
I'm ready to go.
I'm just playing with the trick. Right. I like you, man.
Amigo, okay, ready? Tell me when you're ready.
I am ready.
Okay.
Go.
Recently, I had somebody on Twitter that I was following that owned a PS3. I'm not going to throw out his name because I'm not going to throw him under the bus like that. But he recently went out and bought an Xbox 360. Ever since he's bought this 360... he has gone pro 360, which I have not a problem with, but he's turned around and started hating on the PS3 and started telling everybody how he hates the PS3, and he's hated it even while he owned it. One of my cohorts even made a comment, well, if you hated it so much, why'd you buy it? The point is, it doesn't matter what system you own. If you're happy with your system and it makes you happy and it gives you enjoyment, who the fuck cares what system you own?
Amen.
The bottom line is, this asshole turned around and called me a douchey fanboy because I can't stand a 360. The point is, when I talk about the 360, I use facts. The facts are, you have to pay $60 a year to play online. You have to go out and you have to spend an exorbitant amount of money just to get the capabilities that the PS3 had on launch. Yeah, when the PS3 came out and the Xbox 360 came out, they were both, the 360 was cheaper. That is a fact. But by the time you went out and bought all the attachments for the 360, the network adapter, the headset, and everything else, you were paying more than what the PS3 came out at. And it still, to this day, still doesn't have Blu-ray. The point is, you cannot call somebody a douchey fanboy if you're acting the same way that you are talking about. That is called being a hypocrite, and I'm tired of people doing this. Yes, I love my PS3. No, I will never own an Xbox 360. I have my reasons. But, as I said before, if my PS3 makes me happy, who the fuck cares whether or not I own an Xbox 360? It's the same thing that goes off on another website. Somebody called a host of a... All All right. Yes, I'm over time, but I'm just going to make this point real quick. The point is, a host of a very popular podcast out there was recently called a half-ass gamer because he doesn't own a PS3. And the point is, it doesn't matter. If you're a gamer, me, I consider myself a hardcore gamer. So does my co-host. And the bottom line is, it doesn't matter what system you own. If your system makes you happy, who the fuck cares why you play that system or why you don't own another system? I'm done.
Preach on, my ranting brother.
You guys have any comments about this?
I could give some counterpoints, but they're kind of exploit fanboyish a little bit. But I mean, I see merits in both systems. I recently picked up a PS3. I've enjoyed the way they implement the free network. It has some good features. I don't enjoy the installs. I understand what they're for. I don't totally understand it. But I mean, I've loved the graphics, the superiority in some of the ways it looks. The dashboard for it. I've gotten used to it and I've gotten to enjoy it. I just think that both systems have different capabilities where they both improve on things that the other one is lacking in, and they complement each other pretty well, and there's no point in being a super fanboy towards one and the other when they both are very good and very capable and very enjoyable systems, and there's no point in being a hardcore fanboy for either. I mean, there's arguments for each reasons each system's better, and I don't understand why people get so hot-headed and so damn angry and so fanboyish over it when if you have one, you have the other, you're still going to have fun with either one. It doesn't really matter what you got. And if you have both, you're blessed, you're lucky, and you're fortunate to have both. There's no reason to bitch about it.
Well, I agree with you, but yeah, it is a reason to be a hardcore PlayStation fan.
Yeah, tell us, Donnie.
It's PlayStation.
Tell us why it's okay to be a hardcore PS3 fan.
Because it's a PlayStation, man. That's why.
What a good reason.
I don't need to say anyone anymore. It's a PlayStation. That's why. Blu-ray. The graphics are on point. The network is free. It's rocking, man. It's Sony. PlayStation. All right.
And Hard Rockin', do you have something to say about this topic?
But,
I'm sorry, Don. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, it's all good, man. Don't do it again. But it's all good.
Don't fuck your pimp that way.
But Microsoft, man, the Xbox, I don't own one. Only reason I would own one is just for like two games. But only thing I really like about it is that the cross game chatting. That's about it.
All right.
But
and Hard Rockin'?
The thoughts and views and opinions of Tricky, Mick, and Donnie do not represent the rest of the hosts of the Trophy Whore Podcast.
All right, seriously, do you have anything to say about what I said?
The only thing, you know what, that I really have to say on this thing is like what I've told everybody already before. If you have a system, if you have one system, two systems, whatever it is, just game on those systems, man. Be happy with what you have and be, you know, just be like that. Just be happy with what you got, game on what you got, and, you know, there's no point in looking down on anybody else or, what they have or anything like that, so.
We're lucky to have anything. People out there don't have TV, they don't have internet, they don't got Xbox, they don't got PS, they don't got a damn computer.
Yep.
We're lucky, we're very blessed, it's amazing we have these things that we take for granted. And people sit there and get all up in flames and in arguments and try to beat the shit out of someone else because they like the PS3, they like the Xbox. It's ridiculous, man. Enjoy what you got. Have fun with it. Play with your friends. It's a video game. Have fun. Fuck it.
Yes. That's exactly what video games are for, is to have fun and one like that. You know, it really sucks when somebody's going to go around and, you know, like, oh, your system sucks and mine is better and blah, blah, and that. Who cares? I mean, no system is perfect. You know, just enjoy what you got.
You know what
I
hate most about the fanboyism is when you have a game that comes out that's cross-platform. And one game seems to be better than the other game, whether it be graphically or it doesn't freeze as much, whatnot. The fact of the matter is, it's not the system that's doing it. It's whoever developed the game didn't fix that bug in that game for that system. It has nothing to do with, well, the PS3, like, perfect example. A lot of people said the Xbox 360 version of Bayonetta was a lot better than the PS3 version. I've never played Bayonetta, so I couldn't tell you either way. But it's not because the PS3 didn't have the hardware to perform the game. It's because the developer, when they were developing the PS3 version of the game, missed bugs. That happens. And like Amigo was saying, that's what all the patches are about, because they go back and they find all these games and they find these bugs. DC Universe Online, you said you're waiting for, right, Amigo?
Yep.
That game is going to be patched every week, if not every other week. Because just like World of Warcraft, they're going to find bugs, they're going to find glitches, they're going to see that things are unbalanced. That game in itself is going to be patched nonstop to the end of its lifespan, whenever that's going to be. So, I'm off my soapbox now. All right, let's move on to trophies and tips.
Titties!
Whoa. I love that he does that. Currently, right now on the agenda, there's only one, and that's me talking about Castlevania. Do you guys have any tips you want to throw out before I get on Castlevania?
I'm quite sure I'm going to help you out with these tips.
All right. My tip on Castlevania is Castlevania on hard, as Donnie has said, and will back me up, is an incredibly nerve-wracking experience.
Yep.
Me personally, right now, I am sitting in the last level of the seventh chapter, and I've switched my difficulty from hard down to easy.
Oh, that's
chumped. And I'm going to tell you why.
Chumped
out. No, we. This is why. This game, regardless of whether you play the first time on easy, medium, or hard, you have to play every level in this game three times. And me personally, the hardest level doesn't unlock until you beat the game for the first time. It doesn't matter if you beat it on easy, medium, or hard. My tip to you is play the game on whatever difficulty you can continuously play the game. I dropped it down to easy because after I beat it on easy, you have to go back and you have to do all the challenges for every mission, kind of like Sly 3, where you have to go back and you have to do certain challenges for that mission. After you beat the game, go back and do the challenges. You can do all the challenges on easy. You don't have to play them on the hardest difficulty. And then when you're ready, go back and play on Paladin mode and have your nerve-wracking experience on Paladin mode. There's no reason to go through on hard when you can get the same thing accomplished on easy or medium. That's my tip for you guys this week.
I say the one reason is to get you ready for that very hard mode. Have some practice, because you're going to get used to easy kind of quickly, because the game is not a short game.
No, it's not a short game at all.
So you're going to get used to that easy, then you're going to switch it over to hard or very hard and going to be ready to rip your own throat out.
Okay.
So, it's very nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
I was fighting, and this is a little bit of a spoiler, I was fighting the Rock Titan.
Oh, why'd you spoil it for me?
Oh, I'm not telling you where it is. Anyway, I was fighting the Rock Titan, and the way that you have to beat this Titan is very nerve-wracking. You really have to be on point.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. The game, when it comes to those, is very slow. Very slow. There. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So that's my trophy tip. Do you guys have anything you guys want to add to any games?
Nope. Castlevania, it also has the mart. What is that? When you beat the game and you can continue with all your other,
Yes. That was also the tip, is that once you beat it on easy, you keep all your supplies for Paladin mode. So it's actually going to help you on Paladin mode.
Replay mode. I forgot about that.
I have a tip. But it's not for a trophy. Don't play Call of Duty with Caleb. It's not fun. That's my tip for the week.
Why are we bashing this Caleb guy?
You don't know, Donnie? Oh, man. I'm going to tell you some stories later.
I think I have him on a friend list, but I haven't played
games with him. Caleb KJC94? Yep.
Yeah, I have him. I haven't played games with him, though.
I'll tell you some stories later, Donnie. It'll be some fun times.
Behind the scenes. We're not going to turn this into the Caleb bashing.
We'll have a whole segment with about it one day.
All right. We're going to have you on one day with a Caleb so you guys can fight back and forth.
You mean just me berate Caleb? It wouldn't be a fight. Ooh.
No, 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 no.
Save it. Just save it for the show. Save it. No more. No more.
Listen to the Grounded Gamers podcast. If you
No. Listen to the next Plan B episode of Plan B. That's right.
Yes.
Me and Hard Rock had an opportunity to join Karma and Bedivere on Plan B, and we made fun of Caleb a lot. That's it. Don't talk about that.
It's no fun picking on a guy that's not here to defend himself.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Because
Hard Rock, how much were we laughing during that Plan B?
That's a lot. Yeah.
It was bad.
All right. So, does anybody have any Twitter shout-outs?
I do.
Oh, wait. Do we have breaking news?
Yes, we have some breaking news.
Donnie, tell us the news.
What? I have finally got a tweet application, and I filled it out, and I got the job.
Tweet application?
Yeah, I finally did it.
Hired by Twitter?
Yeah, I got a Twitter account, and like I said before, I haven't been on it since I got the account.
Nice one.
Yeah, I got on it today, though, for the show, but I haven't been on it since then. And I want to give a shout out to everyone who decided to follow me, and thanks for all three of you.
What's your name on Twitter? You should give it to us right now.
My Twitter account is YUNTWIS, which is Young Twist.
Preview. Hey Donnie, you actually Donnie, you have 7 followers. You lied.
You said what?
You have 7 followers. It's more than 3.
Well, one doesn't count. That's
4. Okay, whatever.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, I got you.
All right. Hard Rock, do you have any Twitter shout-outs?
No, actually, to tell the truth. Well, I want to give a shout-out to, of course, to Amigo Sniped and the Grounded Gamers podcast. You know, thank you for coming on the show. No Appreciate problem. It very much. One like that. Listen to the Ground Gamers. I also want to give a shout out also, of course, to Karma and to Bedivere for letting me on the Plan B show. Listen to the next episode, guys. It's really funny. Like Amigo said, we're going to be bashing Caleb.
Then bashing him again. Yeah. Oh, man.
I don't like that. So. Wow. And I want to give a shout out.
Someone had to stop me. I was going so bad.
Yeah, that's right. I also want to give a shout out to one of my new followers. I don't know how to say this. YUNTWIS. Like a crazy fool on this one. So. Wearing some orange shades and stuff. So.
Yeah, I was just looking up this YUNTWIS. Yeah. His profile says he's a hardcore gamer, likes to draw, stuntman type stuff. If there's anything else you want to know, just ask.
Just ask.
I don't know who this guy is.
It's me, silly.
Whoa. Hi, Caleb.
All right, Migo, do you have any shout-outs?
Oh, yeah, real quick shout-out to my brother Uriah. What's up, man? Keep it down over at SFX360. To Lucas, Caleb, Draz, and Lincoln, my co-host. What's up, people? To Ajang Body, just an interview with him today. And a real quick shout-out to AwesomeJ95 for supporting us. What's up? All right, there you go.
He's kind of our sponsor.
No, he's our sponsor now. We jacked him.
He's basically a Trophy Horse fanboy.
Oh, now how we going to pay for this?
He be sending us emails every week.
Same with us.
Uh-huh. What's up? Word.
Listen,
word.
Listen, when it comes to awesome, we're going to fight for him, so you know.
Right.
What are we going to throw down on? What are we going to throw down on?
Caleb.
Let's do it.
No, Tekken 6.
Man, who the fuck has Tekken 6?
I have Tekken 6, yes. And you want to get it too.
What? What, come you on, and just man. You? No one else got that?
Me and me, yourself. And that's about it.
How about we ever throw down a Rock Band?
Man, I don't have any of these games for the PS3. I got like 4 games for my PS3. You starting to name games I won't even have. I got Uncharted 2.
Wait a second. Why don't we ever throw down on Uncharted 2?
Cool. Man, that's bullshit, though.
Trophy Horse versus Grounded Games.
That's bullshit, though, because me and Caleb are the only ones who have PS... Oh, Lincoln does, too. Damn, I forgot about him. Fuck. All right, I get so, what, 3-on-3? That's all. I mean, we can't
I'm
do
going down the gauntlet right now. Trophy Whores versus Grounded
y'all
Gamers.
Y'all are going to rape the fuck out of us, but all right. I ain't gonna
the winner play. Gets Austin J.
Just accept the challenge, man. Just accept the challenge.
You guys have fun with that one, don't you?
we're gonna get raped because I know Hard Rock plays that game a lot. I'm pretty sure Tricky probably did too. And Caleb sucks at everything. I'm not very good at that game. And Lincoln's a fuckwit. So fuck our lives.
Hey, so are you officially backing out of the challenge?
I'll take it. I'm saying we're gonna get raped. I'm putting a disclaimer out there that we're gonna lose.
Don't worry, we have Vaseline.
Amigo, hey, you know what? Hey, $10, I'll switch sides. It's all good.
Oh, that's right. Me and Tyler take that all 4 years. We don't care.
I'll trade you Caleb.
Oh, yeah, okay, there you go. There you
no
go.
Honor amongst these.
Oh, man.
All right. So, once again, we want to thank everybody for listening. Please go to iTunes and leave your comments and ratings. They only help, and we really appreciate them. Once you start doing that, we will give you shout-outs on the show. So, until next week, guys, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Take care, guys. Bye.
You're not going to say goodbye to our listeners, man?
Peace. Word to your mother.
There you go.